Continuing coverage of Indianola High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA. And we are at halftime of the boys' game. Now time to talk to Indianola girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen on a Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Indians girls lose earlier tonight to Dallas Center Grimes 65-50. But I got to think there were a lot of things you liked tonight, Coach. It was, you just ran into a team that simply couldn't miss at times.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Coach Jones has got his team firing on all cylinders right now. But for our team to come out, third road game in 96 hours, and to have that kind of fight, not the end of the first half that we wanted, but for our girls to come out there the way they did in the second half, I couldn't be more proud. As I told them, we don't love losing, but we can work with that kind of energy and that kind of effort, and when we get back healthy, we'll be feeling good here for the postseason.
Yeah, as you say, you know, your senior Lauren Olson has been out this week. How have the players adjusted to that? Eden Whitson's moved into the starting lineup. She had a great game tonight, but, you know, just one girl down, how has that affected you?
Yeah, you know, everybody can see the score from Tuesday night, that it really affected us. Second half last Friday against a really talented Norwalk team. But our girls have answered the call since Wednesday, quite honestly, to move the basketball around, to be more aggressive, to have confidence in themselves and their abilities. And we were lucky to make some plays last night to get a victory in Newton. And we couldn't quite make enough plays tonight, but, again, applaud our effort nonetheless.
Dallas Center Grimes ends the night with 15 three-pointers. You were up, or you were down just 19-17 in the second quarter. They went on a little bit of a run to end the half to go up by 13. That was kind of a big point in the game. What did you feel happened there over the last 5-6 minutes of the second quarter?
Yeah, you know, we unfortunately had some costly turnovers, maybe a lineup adjustment or two that really kind of hurt us. It gave some girls some blows that they needed to. But I think for sure that was a pivotal moment, that stretch in the second quarter. Because honestly, I think we played them even then the second half. We played them more or less even in the first quarter. So cleaning that up and getting Lauren back, hopefully, will help alleviate some of those concerns.
Macy Meyer knocks down 6 threes for Dallas Center Grimes, but it wasn't just her. Leah Brock was hot early, ended up with 5 of them, and Tessa Jones, a great shooter as well. What do you tell the team when you got 3-4 girls out there all shooting it well?
Yeah, you know, at times it was kick out or over help on girls that we didn't want to help off of. And again, that little bit that's inexperience, a little bit of that is probably poor scouting report by me when I met with the girls over their lunch break. But regardless, again, credit DCG for making shots. And I think the plus side of that for us, they had to make those shots to beat us the way they did, because we were able to keep them out of the lane. I believe coming into the game, they were averaging like 22 or 23 attempts from just around the hoop. And so we wanted to try to eliminate that, and we did to a certain degree. But, again, credit them and their three-point shooting.
Yeah, you held Ava Smid to just 5 points tonight. Really did a great job on her. Let's talk about Eden Whitson specifically, but your girls inside, you know, their defense in there, and then Eden Whitson getting 16 points, and then Julia McGraw countering with 4 threes of her own tonight and 16 points.
Yeah, that's awesome. For those two to score 16 each is truly incredible. Eden has worked really hard on getting to her spots and finishing around the hoop. We knew she had this in her, but for somebody that was playing JV2 and JV1 basketball just a year ago to what she's able to do right now in a varsity court, is outstanding, and she's only going to get better from here. Julia McGraw, for the week that she's having, I cannot imagine, and so proud of her. She was hunting her shots. She was looking for her aggressiveness, and we needed that tonight, and we're going to need that the rest of this season and honestly the rest of her career.
Once again, we're talking with Indianola girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen, our Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. 15-point loss tonight, but what are some of the positives you're going to take away?
You know, we had to grow up a lot this week without Lauren. And for our team to handle the adversity that we did, Tuesday, a really talented ADM took it to us, and credit to them. And they're moving up in the rankings for a reason. But for us to respond with a great practice on Wednesday, for a win last night and a hard-fought loss tonight, that bodes well when we get Lauren back and when we try to keep reaching some goals here this end of the regular season and into the postseason.
And speaking of your lone senior, Lauren Olson, what's the prognosis there? When do you expect to see her back out there?
You know, I sure as hope, I really hope that we can see her on senior night on Tuesday night. I think she's got some recovery still left to go. She's meant so much to our program, so much to me personally and professionally. And I sure hope that we can see her out there on Tuesday. But regardless, I know a nice weekend off for everybody, and getting back to work on Monday will put us in a situation to take on a really good Pella team.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure everybody needs a little respite over the weekend to rest the legs. And then Tuesday night, Pella comes to town for senior night. You got Pella Christian, I believe that's another home game on Thursday, and that's the end of the regular season already.
Yeah, it's wild. January, I feel like this January has gone faster than any of the other Januaries, and for it already to be almost halfway through February already is wild. Again, when you have, I think it was 4 or 5 straight Mondays to start the new year with games, that means Sunday practices, that means Monday games, that makes the month go really fast. So I'm looking forward to our multi-sport athletes getting a break, maybe hopefully from volleyball and softball and everything else that they got this weekend, to rest up and to get ready for this end of the regular season and postseason run.
What would 2 wins next week mean for your team?
2 wins next week means more wins in the last 2 years combined. It means that we were able to finally be healthy. When Maddie Grover comes back from her concussion, Lauren goes down, and for us to face a Pella team and Pella Christian team fully healthy would mean the world to us. It's going to take effort. It's going to take rebounding. It's going to take knocking down some shots. But I'm excited to get back to work with the girls on Monday and let the chips fall where they may next week.
And the good news is you're home.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's Indianola girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen. Thanks for your time here on Coach's Corner, and good luck to you next week.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.